Today is Monday, December the 6th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. I'm not re-recording it. I didn't know what time it was because, I don't know, the header's not there on my Mac for some reason. I have to scroll over it. I've done something. Today was a busy day. I had a meeting at the Spit Valve factory with my boss and my boss's boss about this stupid paper that I'm writing. And, you know, after Amazon started writing white papers, or whoever writes, I don't know, it's all the rage now that everyone should write these white papers. And you have to get them reviewed by everybody. And there's no possible way to incorporate everybody's feedback. It's impossible. And you end up rewriting the same thing 15 times. No, more than that, like 1,500 times. I don't know if it's ever going to be finished. Anyway, I had a meeting with them. And then my boss is like, oh, do you have time to keep working? Because we can make these edits now and send out the... Anyway, she's lovely. I love my boss, but I worked until 6:40 p.m. And I normally stop around 5, so or 5:30. So I worked an extra hour and a half today. Anyway, regardless, we weren't able to walk, and Mark is probably mad at me. So, although he's a workaholic, he works all the time, and regardless, I love him too. So, we were talking about my vacation, and so we're going to continue doing that at as slow a pace as I possibly can. No, I'm just kidding. Not really. Let's see. I'm just going to go to my notes here and pull. And I actually didn't take notes for every day. So I'll probably get really fast after I run out of notes. I don't know. We talked about the Thanksgiving Day parade. Basically, I was mad because this guy put his kid on his shoulders, and it was fine. We ate with some friends. It was interesting because Mark said, "Hey, someone out of the blue on Facebook messaged me that I'm not even that close to and said, oh my God, I'm in New York too. We should totally see each other." And apparently it's a lesbian lady that he knew when he was in college. And he didn't know she was a lesbian and she was married. She married and had children and all that. And the thing is, she lives in Saudi Arabia. How are you gay in Saudi Arabia? I would think they would like lop off your head or something. It's illegal. But anyway, we had lunch with her and her partner, and they were lovely people. We had a good time. And anyway, not much to say about that. We walked around Central Park. Central Park is so pretty. There are all these statues down the main thoroughfare, and there are bridges, and you go under this bridge, and there's a big fountain. And there's a pond or a lake or whatever. It's amazing. It's not amazing. I mean, we have a lot of nature around here, but you go from being in this high rise to this, you feel like you're just in nature. And I know that was the point, but it works. It's lovely. So we walked around and got our steps in, and there was a lot of horse poo smell. Is the only negative thing I'll say about Central Park. A lot of horse, because they have all those horses and carriages, and they put that bag behind the horse's butt because they don't want to drop the poo on the ground. And so they poo into this bag and they just carry their poo around with them. And it's very stinky. I would think, I don't know that I've ever ridden in a horse-drawn carriage or whatever. Maybe I have, but I don't remember it. But I would think if you're the person riding in it, are you smelling poo the entire trip? Because you've got this poo bag right in front of your face. Anyway, we had dinner at a restaurant called Jubilee. It was our Thanksgiving dinner, and I couldn't pronounce the wine on the menu, but that was okay. The meal was just okay. The dessert was fantastic. I really liked the dessert. The entree, I mean, it was all right. I would have expected better. But we did have this crazy woman at the table next to us who sounded drunk. And she yelled at her husband, "I'll spend $1 million a month if I want to." Like, wow. So that was day two. Day three, we went and got bagels at this place. Mark likes to research places that are, you know, like have great Yelp reviews. And it's like the best of, you know, the problem when you do that, though, is everyone else does that, too. So these places have like humongous lines because everyone has done that. So we go and we waited in line for an hour and a half for bagels. And they were just okay. But we found a nice park to eat in because the bagel place did not have seating. And most of our wait in the line was, I would say at least 70% of our wait was outside because they didn't have enough room in the bagel shop for the line. So we were waiting in a line on the sidewalk. I mean, they were all right. I'm not a bagel aficionado, but we walked into Fifth Avenue and did some shopping, and you can tell what's popular. Like Nike must be very popular because they had a line out the door down the sidewalk. And we went to Milk Bar, which is the I don't know if those of you who watch MasterChef, Christina Tosi was a host of MasterChef US for a while. She's got long kind of reddish blonde hair. And she's a baker. Anyway, she's famous for opening up these bakeries in New York called Milk Bar. And she is famous for like doing the whole cereal milk thing. And she has cereal milk ice cream and like some other stuff. Anyway, we went there and got some stuff and took it back to the hotel. And then we watched Book of Mormon. The only complaint I have for the experience of watching Book of Mormon, other than the fact that all of the theaters in New York appear to have the smallest seats I've ever sat in my life. And you're so close to everyone around you. But and the guy next to me was a man spreader. I mean, he was spreading his legs out like nobody's business. And I had somebody in front of me who was tall, and I'm short, so it was hard to see. But other than that, the singing was fantastic. I think the singing in Book of Mormon was better than any of the other shows that we saw. Hands down, in my opinion. The singing was fantastic. Now, and it was really funny. It was really funny. We both enjoyed it. The content, woo, it is not for your mom if she's religious. I'll tell you that. But I enjoyed it. It was good. And, it was our first show while we were there, and, my notes end on day three. So now what I'm going to have to do is I'm going to have to pull up a calendar because I don't even remember what we did for the rest of the days. Let me just see here. I'm going to go back. Oh, and you know what? The Mac has forgotten. Dang the Mac. It has forgotten my calendar settings. I don't know why. So I'm going to have to go to calendar.google.com and we're going to run out of time. Oh my gosh. Now it wants me to sign in. I'm always signed in on this. There is no way I'm going to get to this calendar before we run out of... What do you think? Before I run out of time. Now it wants to send a notification to my device for me to say, yes, it's me. How unprepared am I? Okay. So I'm going to go back and that was the calendar noise. I'm going to look and see what we did. So on Saturday, most of what we did is we had two things. We had a play, which I wasn't sure how much I was going to like it, which was To Kill a Mockingbird. The acting was very good. It was a little slow in some spots, but I really enjoyed it. It had, I'm not going to remember his name now, but it's the guy from The Newsroom. and a couple of other people that are actually on TV and movies, but I really enjoyed it. It was, we had nosebleed seats, but it was okay. It was all right. I could see all right. I'm going to have to end it there. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.